Are you serious? And this is my show.
Jealousy is the antidote to stupidity, intelligence, past imprints, formal education, average sex, failing to get the joke. Jealousy is the antidote to life's problems, death's dominion, organized religion, reliance on antidepressants, imperfect psychoactive drugs, less than instant gratification. LSD is the antidote to time, space, boredom, belief systems, profit and loss, the God trip. LSD is the antidote to identity, symbols, verbal expression, LSD conferences. LSD is the antidote to intolerance of the bizarre, contraindication, the sound of both hands clapping, not having psychic powers, truth and consequences. LSD is the antidote to itself.
My good friend Michael Horowitz talking on one of our shows titled LSD, Dr. Hoffman and You, and reading something that he read at a conference for Dr. Albert Hoffman's 100th birthday, Albert Hoffman being the discoverer of LSD. And I'm sure that Michael was waxing poetic and playful and perhaps not meaning for every aspect of his statement to be closely parsed to decide whether it's actually true or false that LSD is the antidote to all of these things. But I thought maybe we'd try talking about it anyway, whether people believe that LSD is an antidote to all kinds of misery.
Well, it will definitely alter wherever you are and take you somewhere else.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of that, actually.
You're a good man.
LSD...
He's on LSD right now.
Actually, you know what? It's funny that you should bring
this
up.
Wow, look at that tab. It's got a little picture of you on it.
I actually have LSD right now in my head.
Are you as drooling like Homer over pie?
Now, are you... Swear allegiance to Zod.
So you think it's... I mean, obviously, some people take LSD and it's not an antidote to much for them.
For some people, it's the opposite. It's an agitator.
Yeah. Well, we talked on this program before. I've never agreed with Leary as far as, like, that whole LSD is for everybody. But it radically...
There's one guy in Chicago...
Yeah, who...
Keep him away.
Keep him the hell away from that crap. He's Mr. Bad Trip.
No, actually, I think there's one of those at every party.
Mr. Yeah. Ruin Your Trip.
Or Miss.
But it really did, for me, it really expanded my brain. I mean, it sounds cliche to
even say. Is that
even
possible?
It was already
expand
pretty expanded.
Your brain?
Yeah. No, but I was a pretty narrow-minded suburban individual who really didn't think in terms of, like, okay,
too easy.
What?
It's too easy.
What?
I lived in Jeff
now Hill. You're urban. Now you're urban, right?
Okay, Mr. Florida, I'll hold up my suburban against your suburban any fucking day of the week.
I'm going to lay down personal. My Arizona suburban on your hiney.
Yeah, let's just diverge entirely and
scream
about our various suburban upbringing.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a serious point, and he's, cracking himself up over there.
Go ahead.
But okay, I mean LSD is a panacea kind of thing.
Actually, that's a.
It won't balance your bank account.
It changed me radically.
That expanded your mind, but could you also argue that you could have had another type of experience?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say that it's completely contextual. My opinion of it. I don't consider it a panacea. I don't think that it's everybody's. It's the antidote. For everybody, it worked for me. I've seen people who it absolutely didn't work for. Mm-hmm. That guy over there being one of them.
Oh, Jeff, it didn't work for you?
No. See, Jeff wouldn't have edited Violet's headline.
Now you're turning our show into a. No, never mind. Sorry.
Against a diatribe against Jeff? That's the way the show is every week for me.
I was actually time traveling between shows there momentarily.
It happens sometimes. No, I mean, it could have gone the other way, absolutely.
I just think of, like, in the 60s, like, there's a group like the Brotherhood of Eternal Love and their various chemists and so forth, and their project was very simple. In order to change the world, make as much LSD or psychedelic drugs as possible and get them distributed to as many people as possible.
Or are you serious?
No, it's just like a very, it's sort of like a very easy kind of, in terms of changing the world or changing things,
it's an over-romanticization.
The bottom line is LSD is a very powerful drug, and it creates a very powerful and pivotal experience for anyone who takes it. And as do many powerful and pivotal experiences and other powerful drugs as well. And it's a matter of the person taking it being ready for that type of experience or not. It sounds like you were clearly ready to have your mind expanded in one way or another, whereas Mr. or Mrs. Badtrip who take it aren't necessarily ready to have the foundation of
Yeah, what's the difference between LSD and, say, mescaline or psilocybin?
Right, or the roofies.
Why is one more positive?
the appreciation of LSD that Michael was, and it's just the fact that such a tiny amount can be so potent.
So intense.
I would actually argue that it is different than mescaline or psilocybin. LSD
well,
is
qualitatively,
very
but I'm saying
specific.
Like
to someone who's never taken a drug before.
It's a strong, any kind of strong hallucinogen is going to alter your reality and change your reality. So
and
in addition to that, I mean, changing to what? You know, saying that something can change something doesn't mean it's going to change for the better.
Right. It's going to make it more of whatever it already is, essentially. So if life sucks, it might make it suck a little more for you for that really intense period of time.
And yeah, it may or may not. Anymore? It depends. Are you asking me directly?
I just wonder. There's an urban myth out there that you just can't get good acid anymore.
That myth may not be true.
It's true about ecstasy.
I've got some right here in my very hand.
With your head on it.
With my what on it?
It's a picture of you, isn't it?
No.
It's Dale Doherty.
Yeah, I've never bought into that whole like romanticization of it. If that's
see,
even a
see,
word.
But I actually think that it may be a hint towards something that may eventually become true, which is that people will be able to manipulate their brain chemistry in almost any way they want at almost any time they want, and that could be an evolutionary step for the human species. I do think that there's no way that could be anything other than Brave New World, but I think it's an improvement over what we have now.
Well, the difference between like taking LSD right now is that you do alter your brain or you alter the way you see the world, I think in a permanent way, but you never necessarily know what the intention or the desired result is, and you're talking about doing it with a goal in mind, right?
Yeah, and let's not forget that there was a celebration of Albert Hoffman's 100th birthday, and he like is this sprite who acts like he's 50 years old,
cool.
And has taken a lot of LSD and is known to have taken a lot of small doses of LSD as sort of an intelligence drug.
Well, I think there are lessons possibly that could be learned from LSD that over time might be imparted to people through other means other than LSD. I'll tell you, when I first saw. The film I Heart Huckabees. I saw it with somebody who was not into drugs at all, and I told her, I said, you could learn almost as much from that film as I learned from taking acid. To me, that film was like really touched on all of the lessons that I learned By taking LSD.
I wish I could remember that film.
Wow.
And were you?
Yeah, you were high. The problem is you were high when you saw it.
I know John Lilly thought that Tron was carrying secret messages for him while he was high on ketamine.
I've never heard I Heart Huckabees compared to Tron.
Whoa. Okay, I just want to go back to the creator.
No, that's too much. They would cancel each other out.
Do you feel there's a Fountain of Youth principle?
Oh, Tron, you mean.
Based on Hoffman's incredible...
I think for some people some psychedelic people stay young, and some of them age really quickly.
Well, yeah, like Terrence McKenna, which a lot of people, I suppose, probably associate his brain tumor to his.
Yeah, but the doctor told him there was definitely nothing.
Yeah, that's
nothing.
Yeah, there was no connection.
Nothing
to
there.
That.
Now, Leary was a case of somebody who seemed like really young for his age, right up until he turned around 70, and it was like pictures of Dorian Gray. He suddenly got real old real fast. And he had, you know, so it doesn't eliminate sort of all the personal troubles that you might have
also,
in your life.
From a statistical, if you were to take a study of that, you would have to assess, you know, the kind of person that takes LSD might be the kind of person who might also have a different diet or have a different, you know, philosophy about taking care of themselves and crap like that. Not me personally. I pretty much remember my first profound acid trip, you know, was, you know. Right after eating a chili cheeseburger and chili fries with cheese and onions.
So you learned the damage that you might do to yourself.
You know what's funny is you know where that actual trip happened? It's been documented on film, which I'm not sure if anybody can brag such a thing. In the Big Lebowski, when they do the ash scattering scene for Steve Buscemi's character.
Yes, that's
ass scattering. Okay.
And we're back to anal.
Yeah, it all comes back to anal.
We have Violet Blue saying yay anal, which apparently is a thematic.
All roads lead back to the back door.
That was actually filmed in San Pedro on the exact spot where I had my very first acid trip. And I flash back every time I see it. In fact...
So in conclusion, I think we can tell our audience to take lots of LSD.
Mm-hmm. Because it's good for you?
Because
it gives you strong
will resolve
and,
all your
you're
problems.
You're going to see it in health food stores soon.
Exactly. Well, I want to see Hoffman or RU on a cover of Wheaties.
Love is the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?